What's up, everybody, and welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions, where we take first impressions of video games that we're playing. And Greg Miller is currently playing Yakuza Like a Dragon.
That
Greg,
is right.
Tell me all about this game I wish I was playing instead of you.
That's the thing about it, Imran. So I went down, of course, we have the Xbox Series X. You see my gameplay playing here. We have the Xbox Series X. Microsoft's been great about here's different content, here's different demos. What do you want to play? They sent over Yakuza, this demo for it. So this isn't the final version of the game. And of course, I was like, let's jump in and let's go. You are a huge Yakuza fan, correct?
Yes.
So what is your hype level for Yakuza Like a Dragon?
So I'm going to preface this by saying I know very little about this game specifically because sure. I've been trying to like hold myself back from like knowing too much.
Yeah.
But like at this point, I'm like, this is probably the game I'm most excited to play in November next month when it does come out. Oh, like even goodness. Among like okay. the cyberpunks and the Demon Souls and all that jazz.
Sure, sure.
I really want to play a new Yakuza game. Yeah.
For me, I'm in a very similar state, but I think for different reasons. So what I always talk about with Yakuza is I reviewed a bunch of them at IGN, enjoyed them, but kind of got my fill. And so I've taken it off. I've never gotten into Yakuza Kiwami or anything like that. And so when this got announced and it was a new protagonist, they're doing a new thing with the story, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I'd be down to try that when it comes around. But I was like you where I and probably even more than you, total media blackout on it, right? Where I'm like, mm-hmm. I'll try it when it comes around. So getting my hands on this, I was shocked to find how much it is Yakuza plus Persona. Like, and I don't use that lightly as somebody who, you know, loves Persona 4 Golden so much and really enjoyed Yakuza back when I did play him and review him. The idea here is for different reasons, obviously, but even right now, as you watch my gameplay here, which is captured off the Xbox Series X, this is me running around playing. Like, it's at first glance, you're traditional Yakuza, right? Like, it's this super realistic Tokyo that we're running around that we can walk in and buy items from. You know, I'm playing as Ichikusuga here, this former Yakuza guy who's out there on the streets. You know, for me, the demo drops you in at chapter 5. So I got thrust right in. Well, they asked us not to show any story cutscenes or any of that. So this is mainly me walking around in a few mini games. Mm-hmm. You get thrown right in and immediately are introduced to this cast of characters you're working with, right? There's the ex-Yakuza, there's the homeless man, there's the former cop, and then in the scene I was there for, Sachan, this woman shows up and joins the foursome kind of thing, right? And we get to see, at least for me, playing this game at Chapter 5, get to see a lot of the story then through her eyes of who these guys are, what's going on, and where we're picking up with them. And you find the Yakuza, obviously, look, the big Yakuza collars, the jacket, yeah. Lots of, we've seen the trailers, the tattoo on your back, and then the crazy combat, but and this is to my own disservice, right, had totally missed that this was going to be a turn-based game. Like, I did not realize that.
One, your gameplay just answered a question for me, because I was about to ask, is that a big massager? And it turns out, yes, that is your weapon. Two.
Yeah, if you want to rewind it there, Barrett, just a sec. Yeah, I am, in fact, using a giant massager wand. You may be familiar with these from some internet videos you would see. But yes, that is this is very much Yakuza. And if you've never played a Yakuza game, imagine a crazy, at times hyper-realistic Japan mixed with this crazy, insane beat-em-up action game that goes over the top.
Yeah, so last, I think it was a year before last, maybe last year, Sega on April 1st released a video of Yakuza 7 showing this turn-based battle system. It was like, oh, that's a pretty funny joke. They're trying to show a Persona battle system in Yakuza. Like, that obviously that's not going to be the game. Then when they revealed the actual game with that turn-based battle system, it was like, oh, they were serious. They were actually showing the battle system and nobody believed them.
And it's that thing where I vaguely remember that. Like, I'm not like, obviously I host a daily news show. We just go through so much that if it's something you're not paying hyper attention to, you lose it. So to jump into, I was so thrown by it. But then, like, for a number of reasons, got into the game and was like, oh man, it works. Like, it's such a weird thing of where I wouldn't think it would work, but it works. And in some of this, you'll see me controlling the characters and going through and doing exactly what you'd expect. The minutia of picking the certain move, seeing it play out, go off. Other times, I am just hitting left trigger to let them go through and experiment because that'll auto, you know, like Persona, auto battle, and you get to see a number of other different things. And to go person by person and figure it all out, nothing I've run into, and again, I've scratched the surface of this demo. From what I understand from preview embargoes, this demo is 4 to 5 hours in length. I've probably done an hour. And even that is mainly this wandering on the city. And, you know, as you know, Imran, a Yakuza game, if you're going to play the story, which I have been, there's a lot of just watching. There's some awesome cutscenes and acting. And, of course, a big deal about this one is English voiceovers, right? Like, it's all there, and you can just listen rather than have to read as before for dubs or whatever. But the combat system works, and I thought, you know, for me personally, with when I reviewed the Yakuza games and was really into them, it was that anarchy of it and what you would do next, and you weren't sure, and using the environment as a weapon. What I like about this is there's this deep, like, concentration of weapons and things to use built into the characters. You know, with the homeless guy from my team that I like a lot, one of the things is, like, he's got a pepper mill. And so he'll whip out a pepper mill if you choose it, beat the guy down with the pepper mill, then crank the pepper mill in them. And, like, the hit points are flying off of him and you get it. But then, of course, if you want to, there are contextual things. So if right now we were to engage with people right here at the bikes, they'd run up, we'd run up to them, and there's a chance we'd pick up the bike and slam the bike into them. Or if you run up, sometimes I've hit cones that'll fly off into the people I'm running at, and you get extra attacks out of that.
Yeah, I saw the first battle you guys did, it was... like, he kicked the street sign directly into them as he was running up to them.
There's the pepper attack.
Yeah. Like, this all seems super cool, and I, like, there's a, it's a very, I know enough about this game to know that they are directly referencing Dragon Quest as a thing, and that Kasuga Ichiban is a fan of Dragon Quest, which is why he perceives battles this way.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm surprised at how far they're going with that conceit of, yeah, this is just a Dragon Quest game. And
now, Imran, your camera has frozen if you want to restart it there.
Okay.
Just your Discord.
But yeah, this is such a interesting take on this. It's also kind of refreshing to admit that, like, they have said, Negoshi, the producer of the series, has said, hey, if this doesn't work, we'll just drop it and go back to the old thing again.
Well, that's the thing I've always respected about Yakuza, is that they are down to try different things. Remember, like, you know, when there was Yakuza of the Dead or whatever, zombies invaded, we had to go fight them. And that was also when we were jumping between characters and doing different things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the over-the-top craziness of Yakuza and not crassness, but playing with that humor, right? At one point, I'm walking along the river and there's a woman complaining to the police that there's a man who's peeing into the river and turning it yellow. And so she walks away and I talk to the police officer and there's this conversation that is all double entendres and puns about, you know, leaking this or what, you know. It's like, oh my God, like, but it's funny and it works. And then, you know, in the same breath, one of the things I just did, I was crossing a bridge and there's just a crawfish there. And so I stop to talk to the crawfish and I throw the crawfish in the water. And as soon as I do that, an NPC runs over and he's like, Nancy, no! And I get all this backstory for this guy who raised a crawfish. But then even here, like, as you see, I'm talking to my companions. As you go, it pops up and it's like, oh, you can have this conversation in the ideal house. And when you finish it, it checks off. And then you see, like, Persona, your relationships with them grow. And so there's that side of this game.
So you brought the map a second ago, and I don't think I realized until now that this is not Kamurocho, which is the main, like, the Tokyo area that most of the games take place in. This is somewhere entirely different.
Yeah, they've talked about it before. They've moved to a different city. It's Yokohama this time around. And so, yeah, they've moved us out of there. They really are, I think, I don't want to say baggage by any stretch of the imagination. I loved Kaz. I love Yakuza's story and history there. But they are tossing it into a, let's go to a new place, let's cast you as a new character, and let's give you new motivations. And, you know, I had watched way back when they announced George Takei was in the game, watched his trailer. I went back and watched a bunch of trailers before we did this even, right? And it is this idea of what Kasuga's story is. That, you know, he was a lower level guy in the Yakuza. His boss asked him to take a fall for another dude. He went to jail. He came out. They then, this is not spoilers, by the way. This is obviously on the story trailer. They shoot him and leave him for dead. And he wakes up with this idea that he wants to be a hero. And in one of the things, they reference it in the gameplay I've played, but then in the trailer, it's there too. It's him pulling this barbed wire baseball bat out of the ground, kind of like Excalibur. And, like, this, I think, I don't know that for sure. My connection from how he's talked in this part of the story to what I see there is this, his being, like, holy quest, right? That, like, this is what he wants to be and go out and do it. You can get hit by cars, too, as I discovered the hard way right there. And so, like, for me personally, like, that is an interesting story. He is an interesting character. Again, to the Persona references, what I love about Persona is building those relationships with your band of brothers, your party, right? Mm-hmm. And even just the cutscene I saw that introduced the female character, Sachan, and then how they were all interacting there. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil what's going on in the story. Then to see them interact together and then get to the main end of that arc in the demo, where it's like, all right, cool, we're going to go upstairs and have a nightcap. See you later. And then they, at the last second, invite her in. And like the camaraderie they all have, these conversations that are optional as you walk through about the perfect house or whatever, getting to know them on that. And again, like, and I'm saying getting to know them, I barely know their names right now, right? But it is this thing of already seeing what they're doing and playing on what Yakuza does so well. Having it not just be Kaz, who's like, oh yeah, I run an orphanage and now I've been sucked back into this and I got to go fight that. It's like, I'm down to see where they take this and what they do with this. Right here is a theater. You go watch classic movies, right?
Okay, when it got what does that mean? Because I'm looking at this
you're
already.
You're about to see it.
Okay.
Well, you're about to see, like, because this is obviously Yakuza. And again, if you don't know Yakuza, it is batshit crazy. And so the idea here is that when you come into the theater, you get to invite one of your companions, obviously to strengthen your bond with them, you know, earn more relationships, yada, yada, yada. So I've invited in the ex-police officer with me here, right? And you get to choose whatever movie you are. And I know there's going to be different perks assigned to different movies. But what's about to happen is we are going to go into a mini game because the sub-story to the sub-story that we're in right now about the theater, just about the theater, is that it's so comfortable, everybody falls asleep in it. So this is obviously a sheep who is trying to put me to sleep. Mm-hmm. So now what happens is I have to go through this button-tapping minigame and try to stay awake the entire time I'm in the theater, which, of course, I think it rewards me with charisma at the end if I make it, and I'm sure there's other bonuses based on maybe even moves you see or whatever. Movies you see.
This is the best kind of absurd?
Like, yeah.
This is even absurd for Yakuza.
Well, it's funny because you saw earlier in one of the screens, it was part-time hero pop-up, right? Mm-hmm. And so part-time hero is basically, the way it was introduced to me in the game, you know, you're walking through the streets, you see a dude getting harassed, you go over there, you beat up the thugs. And then he goes, oh my gosh, thank goodness the part-time hero sent you. I didn't think you'd get here in time. And you're like, what are you talking about? And at the same time, a dude in just a regular old corporate suit, but wearing like a Mega Man helmet, runs up and he's like, oh God, sorry, I'm late. And they're like, what are you talking about? This guy? And then it turns out in this fictional Japan, right, there is a part-time hero app you can get where you can file the thing of, I'm about to get beat up, I'm being bullied, whatever, or I need help finding this thing. And then, of course, you get added into that, you get that on your phone, and then you can run out and do those different things. Like, mm-hmm. That is so traditional Yakuza in terms of just like, there is this story that's layered on top of it that is, I think, complex and has characters and emotions as every Yakuza does. But then there's the sheep and there's the guy peeing and there's the crawfish I'm talking to that I think is really big and I might be able to fight or fights with me based on what I saw in the trailer, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's Yakuza in a nutshell, that like every game has this extremely dramatic J-drama story. Mm-hmm. And then there's also, right after you do that, you're running a cabaret club and, you know, it's stuff like that, those insane side stories that kind of balance it out. Because if it was just one or the other, it wouldn't feel nearly as good. And like this sort of stuff I'm seeing here, it makes me feel like even though the old cast of characters is gone, this new one seems to have, or the game at least seems to have enough personality around them to make it work.
And that's the thing is, even for just a first blush drop, I mean, it's, you know, the worst way to consume this kind of story, I'm dropped into the middle of it five chapters in. I like these guys and I like this girl and I like their dynamic and I like how they're using them because it gives off this, not buddy cop, but it gives off this, you know, like we are this band of misfits who are trying to do well and are caught up in this bigger story. And how does that go? And the way that they brought Sachan into the story and the way that like they're using her in the main mission to get to where they need to be. And she's like this badass woman who takes no shit. And like, you know, like they're doing really great things with it. And even the bum that they keep calling him a bum. I'm not calling him a bum. The bum guy in your group or whatever, right? Like just the way he interacts and the play they have off of each other in conversations is fascinating.
How's the localization been? Because like one of the reasons this series got a resurgence is because they focus on localization. They've got localizers to specifically work on this and specifically have their own characters, awesome. Things like that. Has basically the little bit you've played so far, has it been as good as the previous games?
Well, sadly, yeah, you know, I haven't played with the more recent ones, so I can't compare it to that. I think it's been good. I think, again, like, I think they're doing the performances and the writing is working well enough that I actually feel for these guys. Like, it is that thing that I want to play more of this game. And I think that's always the biggest compliment I can give it. And not only do I want to play more of it, I want to see it from the beginning on. Because I do want to see how the story evolves. What I think's been interesting about it, and I wouldn't say is a turnoff, but is an interesting one. Again, dropped in the middle of the game, who knows what's going on. The combat in Yakuza, and I'm not being insulting here, for the most part has always been easy, right? Like, it is like, okay, pick up the thing and beat the guy to death. There's boss fights were a bit harder, obviously, you know, trying to stage, block, get around things. But like right now, all the battles I've had in my time are just so simple that I find myself in, like, where I never did in Persona, here hitting the left trigger and just letting them play off on their own. Mm-hmm. Number one, I'm seeing cool shit I would have never gone deep enough into the thing to do, because, you know, you can just beat everybody up with your basic attack usually. But then also it's just like, is the combat going to be more challenging as we go? Is it just because I'm fighting street, you know, thugs on the street here that it doesn't even matter? Where's the balancing act going to be for that?
Right. So how long would you estimate like a battle takes in this? Because I've been watching, they seem to vary up a little bit. And one of the problems some people have with Yakuza is that battles just take too long. And I imagine that's only exacerbated by turn-based, like, battle system.
I do feel the turn-based jumping around between them is quick. And I think, yeah, right here, right, like, I'm hitting, this is left trigger, so this is just them playing. And you can see right there, I never would use that move, and it obliterated them with one thing. And it's like, oh, okay. You know, and there are, you know, you do have your HP and you do have your MP where you have to go through and drink or eat and, you know, do these different things about to figure out how to go through it and do it. I didn't notice them being long. It's the usual thing with Yakuza is that they're plentiful, where it is that idea of like, oh, I just got to go around the corner, and you run into one group of thugs and then you run into another group of thugs. And it's like, all right, like, I just want to get over there and get to the next cutscene and have it go. Is that worth it? And so, like, for me, it's this argument, not argument, but question of, over the hours, is that battle system going to be rewarding? Am I going to be getting enough out of it where I'm like, I feel for this? Or is it going to be, I hit left trigger and I look at my phone while they get it beat up?
So I know you're saying this is a preview build, mm-hmm. and you're playing on a Series X, but is Correct. This the Series X version or is this the Xbox One version?
From what I understand, this is the Series X version. This is the version here, yeah.
Has it noticed, like, particularly like 4K or anything like that? Like, do you see an improvement over current gen?
Yeah, I mean, it's sharp as hell. Like, it's sharp as hell. I mean, it's also, you know, we've been talking with, you know, the backwards compatible stuff I've been running of regular Xbox One games unoptimized on Series X and how fast they load. This thing's incredible. And again, it speaks back to the Xbox Series X and I think what they're doing this gen of. Again, I think this is a very decidedly Greg Miller / Kind of Funny problem of when I would be in the middle of the game over there and then I'd unplug it and put it into the Aver and turn it on to capture here. For some reason, I wouldn't have sound anymore. So I would have to, I just started restarting. I originally was like, I'll restart the game. Then I started restarting the system. And the system restart is so quick, and then it also saves your state. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I jump right back into where I left off because of quick resume, which I think is outrageous, you know, based on right now how long it would take if I was, all right, I'm playing a PlayStation game. Ah, there's no sound. Restart the entire system, get back in, load the game, get back through that. Like,
right.
That is not what I'm seeing here. Yeah, I think it's super sharp. It still looks like Yakuza, which to me has always had that, it's a beautiful game, but it's got that weird rigid nature to it, you know what I mean, in terms of character models, in terms of animation. Here you see me completing one of the part-time hero quests. I think that is obviously not a problem. The series is more popular than ever, and I think you see fine with that and see what that is fine. Oh, here's another weird ass minigame. I talked to this guy for the first time. He's like, do you want to collect cans? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And what it is me riding around on this crazy bike, drinking boost. I'm terrible at it too, because again, this is my first playthrough of seeing it for the first time. Yeah, let's ride this little trolley car and pick up random cans throughout the thing. And I was like, is this Pac-Man? Are the cans moving? And it's like, oh no, they're not. I just need to ride over them and collect this. And then as you go, you're able to exchange the cans you've collected over time to, it's Yakuza. It's just Yakuza through and through.
This is great. Like I've got noticed a couple of things, like the speaking of localization, the fact that the battle menu says like skills, etc., stuff like that. Yeah. I remember John Ricciardi saying on 8.4's John Ricciardi saying, oh, if you change that one thing, it'll spell Sega. So they ended up changing it. And that's what it looks like now, which is just a fantastic little localization flourish.
Sure.
I'm really interested in like where this game goes. Like, is Ichiban Kasuga the new character for the rest of the series? And obviously these games have been out in Japan for about a year, but I don't know that much about it. So I'm kind of like, I'm going into this as fresh as possible, but it looks like even if they like, this is a good starting point for a new story.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I think where it'll actually be beneficial in a lot of ways for Yakuza fans, right? Where I think, and not even Yakuza fans, I guess, people from the outside looking in. Because it is one of those things where Yakuza has... I remember when I was reviewing Yakuza at IGN and nobody knew what the hell it was. And I was like, oh, it's like GTA, but it's Japanese, but it's crazy. And it's like, it's super hard to put why that game was so special. I remember the thing I used from back in the day was whenever I would show a clip for somebody on IGN, it was the one where... Kaz on the phone or whatever, and the woman rides in a moped like a granny, and she goes, does a backflip on it and lands and like winks at him and drives away. And I was like, this is it. This is it. This is what this game is in a nutshell. And so now you know, you play this and you see, I think, more of that and what this game is. And I think that the only thing for me is the turn-based stuff. Will that be a turn-off to people, a turn-on to people? Will, you know, how is that actually going to net out?
What for you personally?
This might actually be the guy who's peeing. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they dubbed the NPC dialogue too.
Yeah. It's totally dubbed. Yeah. But yeah, it's about to abruptly end here in a second, by the way, because I could only capture 20 minutes of footage. But not that that matters. We can continue to talk over it and Barrett can rewind. I'm just letting you know why it all of a sudden cuts. We're like, ooh, 20 minutes. There it is. Yeah, see.
So I will let you get to your like final thoughts in a second, or final thoughts for this hour
please,
you played. I do want to explain, I think the title for this game is one of the favorite, like, you know I like puns, Greg Miller. You know that, like, based on my Twitter, I really enjoy wordplay.
I've seen
the
that.
The title for this game in America is Yakuza Like a Dragon. The Japanese title for this series has always been Ryu Ga Gotoku, which translates roughly to Like a Dragon. So it's like merging those titles together. But it also, because he views this world as Dragon Quest-like, it is a fairly strictly specific call-out to that. And that's such a good, like, localization must have been like, oh my god, this works perfectly. And even if the game is bad, which it does not look like it's going to be at all, that title deserves a Hall of Fame kind of thing. All right, Greg, but you've been playing the game. Do you intend to play more?
I do, yeah, for sure. This is going to be, I think, you know, when we talk about, oh man, what are you going to play on your Xbox Series X at launch? For sure, this is there for me. Because, of course, this is out November 10th. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, about PlayStation 5 version of it's March 2nd, right, 2021. Right. So it's a while, it's a way out. So it's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll play more of this. And I want to see it from the beginning. Because again, at just a taste, I find the relationship between them, all the four of them, so endearing that, yeah, I want to see how that plays out. And I want to know, like, I've always enjoyed the crazy Yakuza combat and world. So why not give this a shot and go?
My sincere wish, Greg, is that at the end of this, like, end of this year, you're going to be like, holy shit, Yakuza is great. And then talking about that game of the year. No, I know you never disliked it, saying I want you to be like up on my level of Yakuza fandom by the end of this year.
Like, hoping like you become a Yakuza stan at the end of this, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
Quick question, Greg.
Yes, Merrick Courtney from kindoffunny.com.
You talked a little bit about the combat. Because it's kind of this turn-based style and you've been comparing a lot of this demo to Persona. Like, how fluid is it to, like, go into a battle, start the battle, leave the battle, and all that stuff? Because that's something that I really loved about Persona 5 is that even though there are a lot of battles with a lot of enemies, and we've seen in this demo, there's, like, a bunch of random enemies that you've been fighting throughout. Like, how did it flow well and stuff like that?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's the normal Yakuza thing of them just popping up as you try to get somewhere, or, you know, Dragon Quest or whatever random battle you're doing in a JRPG. But yeah, I think they flow fine, and it's not like it's hard to get in and out of. You know what I mean? Again, I think it's the power of the Series X and how they've built this game. But it is just, you see it, right? Well, I mean, I'm screwing on a menu here, but you do see it end and be right back to the world, right? It's not, I would say it's even, you know, far less time than Persona 5, where you finish the battle and get the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know what I mean? And they'll walk off. Like, you're out of it way quicker than that. I think you're into it quicker and out of that quicker.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. All right. Yeah, cool. And like you said, this game comes out alongside the Xbox One in November.
Yep.
So this is not a Game Pass game, right? This
or
is
Xbox Series X.
Right. Xbox Series X in November. This is not a Game Pass game, though, correct? Like, this is...
Yeah, I think that's correct. Let me Google it for you, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, the game comes out PS5 March, but I will probably pick up the Xbox version because I'm eager to see, like... Yeah, I'm eager to see what this game has for it. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing about it being on Game Pass day one.
Okay. I did not think it was, but I've played for all my Yakuza games so far. I'll pay for this one too. Also, I just noticed this when we rewinded, but your equipment changes your cosmetic thing. So, like, he was wearing a head, like a ascot before, and that now it's taken off.
No, was it? I know one of the things they've shown in trailers is they have a whole trailer that's like, you know, fight like an idol, fight like a, and it's all these different costumes and stuff. So I'm not sure how much that's tied to weaponry or how much that's tied to move wise or whatever.
Yeah. Well, Greg, do you have any final thoughts on it before we wrap up?
I was very, I don't want to say caught off guard. I know how good Yakuza is. Like I said, I've played a lot of them, but I didn't expect to be as enamored with the characters as I was after this demo. And so, yeah, real excited for November to come around and get my hands on the final version.
All right, this has been Kind of Funny First Impressions, where you can find us talking about all the latest and greatest in video games. Greg, thanks. Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, thank you. We'll see you all later.